Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Keep this frequency clear.
Here we go!
Are you ready?
Coming at ya! Welcome to a new edition of Amp Radio, another MMA podcast. Gosh, happy new year, everyone. We're coming at you live and unedited, currently from the mean suites of San Mateo, California. We will be in the mean suites of South San Francisco soon. So we will be making a move from the Amp headquarters. But gosh, that's yet another topic for another day, just like, gosh, MMA always making it moves, right, guys? So let's meet the rest of the cast. Let's meet the team. And always, we always start off with, of course, and you know us, what a disaster we are. We can't even find the right drops. Hello. So we always start from the mean streets. I would say probably Proteus. It's fair to say the mean frozen tundra of Canada. Fighting out of the red corner. Hit it. Marco's gonna love that. All right, let's hit it. Yeah. And of course, the man down south, the man that once got in fisticuffs with Dana White, joking, Marco from Waco. Uh-oh, we can't hear him.
Is Marco on mute? Marco, are you on mute?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, there he goes. Hold on, let's hit you. You know what? That's not good enough. We got to hit his intro again. He's too good for that. Hit it!
Marco from Waco, ¿qué pasados?
Damn, that's good volume right there. What's up?
Hey,
yes, sir.
I wanted to wish everybody a happy 217 rotations around the sun, according to the Roman calendar. And never mind the other 4 billion rotations, because they don't count.
You know what? That's over my head. But I do want to say...
What's up?
Hold on, I think Lerone just sent us a text message.
What are we talking about?
All right, thank you guys. All right, guys, let's get into it. UFC 207, the results show. Nunes, or as some would say, Nunes or Nunez, versus, of course, let's you know what, we need to give her some respect, Ronda Rousey, because we can say whatever you want to say. She changed the game, that she changed the sport, and you know what? She just left me a message.
Bitch.
Ouch. All right, never mind that one. All right, guys, let's get into it. But before we go into the topic that is UFC 207, guys, gotta jump on something that Marco and I were talking about. Junkie not being on Sirius, guys. Can we get a reaction to that from you guys? Marco?
Boo! Boo! Boo, Sirius, boo! You know what? They are still technically on Sirius. They are like on a on-demand freaking. They're not live, and that is a pile of shit. So they replaced it with this show called Chet's Tool Radio or some stupid crap like that, with a couple of guys that I could freaking find on my FM freaking dial every single day if I wanted to. The show is undigestible, is boring as fuck, completely off the concept of what Rush 93 is supposed to be. I saw Copacabana and Bitch, you know, that come early in the morning, they were bad, but then we get this pile of freaking steaming hot shit instead of Junkie Radio. I didn't have my displeasure, man. I called the fight, the Luke Thomas show. I talked to RJ Clifford, and I let them know that this is stupid scrap. Hopefully nobody listens to the crap and they go away on their own. I stumbled upon it because I forgot on Tuesday that the guys were not on live on Tuesday.
Me too.
And I listened to 2 minutes for that thing, and I like, are you serious? Are you trying to convince me that this is quality radio? Really? I couldn't take it, dude. I just went and listened to a podcast or something else. And when actually I switched to YouTube and listened to the guys live, because, you know, that is the only way I'm going to listen to them now, or Facebook Live. But what a city singing, man. I mean, Marisa is a really, really cool chick. She has done a lot for that station. And I actually got a lot of respect for her. You're a young lady that, you know, it's hard charging and she got a concept on. But if she was part of this decision, Marisa, you fucked up because it's a wrong decision. You really, really fucked up. Junkie Radio, not only is the fact that it's MMA Junkie that is married to USA Today, the biggest publication on the nation, but these guys get so much access to fighters, to champions, to camps, to coaches. You know, if you want an anchor for all your other MMA programming, Junkie Radio is your show. You're giving a shit to radio? Come on, Marisa. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys could have forgotten since Gigi broke that news on our show.
Ooh.
Before we went off the air for the year. Yeah. Anyways, that's right, Tony. Thank you very much. Listen, guys, look, these guys have been doing it for years and years and years, and SiriusXM has been disrespecting them since they first got on the channel when they reduced them from 2 hours to 1 hour, and Marco went crazy then, and, you know, people went crazy then. And you know what? Everybody kept their subscriptions to SiriusXM, and now this happens, and, you know, everybody's going crazy again, and everybody's saying we're going to get rid of our subscriptions to SiriusXM. Well, get rid of your subscription then, guys. You won't be able to hear any of your other shows that you listen to, Luke Thomas and RJ Clifford, who's boring as F. I can't stand that guy's voice.
Sorry. You can always stream it illegally, you know that.
No, I have SiriusXM.
I don't know anything about that.
And I never listened to it. I never listened to them on that channel because, you know what? I never did in the first place. When I came to Junkie, I was listening to them on podcasts. You know what, guys? They're going to be fine. Everybody listens to podcasts nowadays. It comes to your phone. You don't have to pay for the SiriusXM app. It comes to your phone. You'll be able to listen to it. It comes live and direct on the YouTube and now on the Facebook Live. It's good, man. I mean, we don't need SiriusXM. We don't need no stinking badges. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be fine. They've always been an on-demand show, and they're on an on-demand show now. And let's just hope they get the numbers. You know, let's just hope they get the numbers on-demand. And, you know, onward and upward, guys. I mean, it's all good to me. We're in HD on YouTube and on Facebook Live now due to cold coffee. So life's good, man. Life's good.
Preach, brother, yeah, preach.
But I think what we're alluding to, and correct me if I'm right about this, Marco, and you brought it up too, Proteus, is the disrespect for an entity that's been one of the longest running entities in MMA with, as far as I know, and listen, I like Luke Thomas. I think Luke Thomas is amazing. I really do. But as far as I know, Junkie has the only audience that's an actual that has gatherings that does it. I don't even think Ariel has that, as great as Ariel is. So to listen, I understand that they want to put, you know, the stars on the Brian Stans, the Bispings of the world. Hey, listen, all respect to Bisping, I love that guy. But the thing is, when you're putting on, and Marco's right, when you're putting on content, and these guys are professionals, who are we to listen? It's not my cup of tea, but you know what? We're probably not their cup of tea either, for that matter. But it's just not, doesn't fit into what Rush is, right, guys? I mean, like Covino and Rich, they're a successful show, more successful than we'll ever be, but that doesn't fit in. And then you get this other show that came from the comedy channel. I don't know where I mean, do you know anything about
that? That is what I don't understand. That's what I don't understand. There's 200 other venues that this church will fit better, you know? But on Rush, like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck? I had to put up with the wrestling show just because, okay, whatever, I can digest it, you know? I had to put up with it. And I get a kick out of those dudes sometimes, you know, because they're so outrageous. But these dudes got nothing to do with the concept of the freaking channel, man. It totally killed the concept. I don't know what to say, man. It's like, the guys are going to be okay. You know, they're going to be on YouTube. Yeah. They're going to be on Facebook Live. You're right, Anna. If the other motherfuckers don't get the freaking numbers out, they'll drop it eventually. I just don't understand the concept that this new show, whatever you want to call it, you can put it on 20 different channels or series. You can find it on an FM freaking radio. The same deal with Kevin on Rich, but I don't know what they're doing, dude. They're shooting this. They're selling the food just to freaking try to take two steps forward, and they're taking actually three steps back. We'll see what happens. I mean, let's give it time. Even if the guys are not on Sirius, and the only reason I like them on Sirius is because it gives them that national recognition. It's like a badge of honor for the guys. And let's not forget, it's also mean more money in their pockets. Not for none. I mean, they're getting paid by MMA Junkie and USA Today, but because they're on Sirius also gives them extra money on the pockets. And whatever makes their lives better, because it makes the show better. So that is what I'm a little bit upset about it. It is super, super disrespectful, and that is what I'm so unpumped about it.
I agree. I mean, listen, I don't know much about this show, Pro, and I don't know if they'll be doing our numbers. Oops, never mind. Never mind. But I agree with Marco, Pro. I think there's a disrespect.
Yeah, no, I said that too when I went on my rant about it. Yeah, they've been SiriusXM has been disrespecting from the beginning, and whatever. I mean, content is content. They're going to be able to, like I said, it's going to be searchable. It's going to be available. It's just not going to be on the SiriusXM. And like I said, guys, I don't listen to them on that anyways. In the mornings, I listen to 60s on 6 because the DJ on that channel is awesome. And I listen to 33, which is the retro rock station, the alternative station, and that's about it. That's all I use it for. I don't listen
BPM.
To these guys. I don't.
No, that's my channel. That's my channel.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly why I don't listen to it.
Ooh.
Thank you. That was good. You were right on that one. That was good.
Oh, anyway, man.
Guys, yeah.
Excuse me,
let's
bitch.
Move on because. We all know that Junkie's the bomb, and you know Junkie is their own entity. I mean, they're hard hitting. They've always got fighters coming in. I mean, they're just doing their own thing. I mean, Ariel's going to do his own thing. Luke Thomas is going to do his own thing. Brian Stan's going to do his own thing. You know, there's a place for everybody. There's a place for us too. And Tony, our listeners are great listeners, and they're improving every day. So. Let's not count them out as well.
Check out the big brain on
brother
Brad.
Hey, one last point I want to make. One last point I want to make about this thing is Sirius should be grateful for the amount of new callers and new listeners that the guys brought over to this particular channel.
Other shows.
And that is what it irks me and it hurts me. And it's like, what the? It's like a kick in the nuts, man. It's like, really? You're going to do us like that, man? It's all right. I got something for you. Okay, let's talk about something else.
And you know what? Kudos. Before we move on, and we're going to stick with broadcasting for one second here. Before we move on, I do want to say, hey, you know what? Hats off to Gorgeous George and Goes, who are always keeping it classy and just, you know, never utter one bad word about them. And you know, one thing that, and I don't, you guys know, I don't listen to MMA talk unless it's a fighter and a kid. Hold on. Did I get a little record scratch on that? Hold on. Unless it's fighter in the kid. Oops. All right. That's right. But I was listening to Luke Thomas, and Luke Thomas was right about one thing, because the one thing that we can say, guys, is in broadcast, you hardly ever get an opportunity to say goodbye. And at least those guys got a lot, maybe an opportunity to say goodbye on the channel. So I will give them respect for that. Unlike our guy, Mike Goldberg, guys, who leaves UFC after, what, 19 years pro? And not one word.
Well, I mean, as we know, the new empire is following along in the footsteps of the old regime and not really telling anybody about anything, not really giving credit to anybody. I'm happy to be able to turn the volume up on a broadcast of the UFC again now that Goldberg is gone. Because it's been at least 10 years of me. No, seriously, it's been at least 10 years of me not listening to the broadcast because of Goldberg. You know, all credit to him, and the UFC was loyal to him, but he needed to go, and he needed to go years ago. Okay, this has been in the works for probably about 10 years. I'm not going to be joking around with you. I've been hearing about this for a while. And should they have said something, which was the original question? Yeah, they probably should have let Goldberg sign off and, you know, say, hey, thanks for the good times, everybody, and blah, blah, blah. But they didn't say anything about Joe Silva either. And he's been the longest tenured UFC employee that is on the roster. He was in before Dana White. He was in before Lorenzo Fertitta. So it just
Bro,
goes
that,
to show
that,
you
that's
that,
not
you
the
know,
same though. Sorry to interrupt, but that's not even close to remotely the same, because Joe Silva left on his own accord, and Joe Silva is not a broadcast guy. So
I get that
from all accounts.
And Joe Silva. And Joe Silva made $20 million.
Maybe, but more. So, we don't know. He probably made even more than that. So, but what I was trying to say is, yes, they probably should have let Goldberg say something. They probably should have done something for him. But it just shows you that this company is going to stab you in the back, no matter what. Old regime, new regime, they are going to stab you in the back, no matter how much you give to them. So fighters in the UFC, protect yourselves. Get together, protect yourselves. Marco.
It is all over, just like that. With precision so precise, Project D, Pro Day J, Pro Day Court Knots, put them in your mouth. So many Goldberg reasons, man. You know what? I never mind the Goldberg, because like Pat Summerall and John Madden in football, Pat Summerall was the guy that knew his shit, like Joe Rogan. And John Madden was just the guy there with the quirky freaking sayings and the stuff, sometimes famous saying, but you still love the duo. It's not about Goldberg, it's about Goldberg and Rogan, and that is now gone. It's like when you grow up watching something, as bad as it can be sometimes, it becomes endearing to you. And Goldberg became endearing. I got used to him. You know, I tune him out when he gets in his Goldbergism and his repetitive stuff. I really tune him out. But it was those interactions with Joe Rogan, when Joe Rogan would correct him, or when Joe Rogan would intercede, when sometimes he mess up a little bit. That was the allure of the whole thing. It became a thing of itself, the Goldberg and Rogan duo, like Abbott and Costello, you know? I'm going to miss it. I'm not going to lie, man. I hope this guy lands on his feet. He used to broadcast hockey, so it's not like he's a fish out of water when it comes to sports broadcasting. Hopefully he saves some of his coin. It sucks that they did not let him sign out, man. 20 years, you at least want a pat on the back and then the kick in the ass, you know what I'm saying? It is sad in a way, but I hear that they're going to bring in a guy that used to work for the WWE, if I'm correct there, DJ, Tony? Is that correct?
Gar something? Yeah, who the heck is that guy, right?
Who the fuck is that guy?
Exactly. How is that going to work with Rogan? We don't know, because it's all about chemistry. If we get a guy that got no chemistry with Rogan, it's going to turn into a freaking disaster. I know Joe Rogan is the ultimate professional, you know, and he'll probably power through it. But we got not just because we think somebody else is going to be better, it doesn't mean that the whole product is going to be a better product. We grew up accustomed to Rogan and Goldberg because for whatever reason, these two got chemistry together. And now we're going to miss it. You will miss it when it's gone. Even you, Proteus, as much as you freaking hated it, you will miss it.
I won't.
It's all right. You're entitled to your opinion.
I'll tell you what the biggest thing is, and here's where Proteus is wrong on this this issue. And, well, actually, maybe not, because this has nothing to do with the new regime unless the new regime is representing the new guy, right, Todd Grisham. So that we don't know, right? But and who knows? Maybe they represent Jim Rome too. Who the heck knows? But it is a long time coming, and apparently, listen, I agree with Marco. Goldberg never affected me, guys. But the worst part is for me is the fact that it almost assures us, because just like Marco was talking about chemistry, it almost assures us, guys, that Joe Rogan's gone in August. And that's going to be the toughest part.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they just couldn't keep plugging in, guys, because, you know, the great thing about Art Network, for example, is, listen, if someone doesn't, you know, if I'm not on Proteus's zone, if Proteus isn't on, Marco's on. If Marco's not on, Lerone, see the Triple B, Pam, you know, UFC has plenty of people that they can plug in. I think John Anik's good, guys. I don't know if John Anik would work well with Rogan, but John Anik's good. I mean, there's a lot of things that they could have plugged in, guys. And honestly, how about this, guys? Here we go. What if, and again, stealing directly from Luke Thomas, *? What if he goes to, what if Goldberg goes to Bellator? And I love Sean Grandy. I think Grandy and the team of Grandy and Smith are amazing, Marco. But what if he goes to, what if Goldberg goes to Bellator?
Okay, little background on Goldberg, man. And there's a very good point. A few years ago, you know, when the UFC was taking off, Vince McMahon of the WWE tried to grab Goldberg when his contract was up. And Goldberg went to Phil Fertitta's and he said, "I'm staying with you guys." And it was like a ton of the scene. It was a pay-per-view that day, and they want to contract him for the next Monday.
That was when JR had his problem, right, Marco?
Yeah. Exactly. And Goldberg was super loyal to the UFC and the Sufa regime and the Fertittas. And I think that is one of the reasons they kept him for so long, because according to what the rumors were up there, Vince McMahon offered him like Maro Rinaldo kind of money, you know? What Maro Rinaldo didn't pay right now, that is a very handsome amount of money. That is what they were offering Mike Goldberg at the time. And it is because, you know, Vince McMahon wanted to stick it to the Fertittas at the time. But that loyalty was rewarded with him then keeping him.
Yep.
Now, the guy's a free agent for intents and purposes. If he goes to Bellator, truly, I wouldn't have any problem with it. Because Bellator didn't have any problems getting rid of the last guy. And they're very keen on trying to make Bellator look as much as possible at the UFC, because the casual fan doesn't know any better. And if it sounds and looks like the UFC, it might be the UFC. You might attract some more eyeballs. So if Colbert's on that on Bellator, good for him. I hope they pay him well.
Yeah, look, guys, we already know, just rewinding the tape a bit, we already know that Rogan's gone. If you listen to his podcast at all, I mean, he's basically three-quarters of the way out the door. So,
damn.
We're gonna have to see a new team. And, Tony, we were having this conversation the other day. I don't know that John Anik is going to be able to just put himself into that role. If you listen to his podcast at all, he doesn't really want to be that guy. He doesn't want to be the everyday travel everywhere, out of the country, you know, guy. He doesn't want to do that anymore. So they're going to have to look for new options. If they can't get the guys who they've lined up to do what they want them to do, then they're going to have to look elsewhere. And that's what I'm thinking they're doing right now, okay? Goldberg, if he goes to Bellator, great for Bellator. You know, you got a guy who's going to sell your corn chips and whatever else you got. Don't worry about it. He's got the plugs. You know, he's got the plugs down pat. And if you want him to say some kind of relevant stuff on MMA, don't count on that. Because if you go back to Cowboy's last, I think it was Cowboy's last fight, he said something ridiculous. He was like, oh, he's not getting out of this position. And boom, that guy popped right out of that position and it was back to their feet. So Goldberg has been saying some stupid shit for a long time. And yes, we need to give him his credit for being there for 20 years and or 19, Tony, whatever it what it is. But it was it's long overdue. Like Marco was saying, he has been courted by other people in the past, and his loyalty was to the UFC. These guys don't own the company anymore. Lorenzo Fertitta is not there anymore. I mean, Zuffa apparently is still on every single broadcast when they sign off. So I don't know what the fuck is up with that. I guess that's their percentage of the money. But these guys are not in control anymore. And WMG, or whatever they are, the new empire, they're in control. They're going to start putting people in that, yes, are their clients. Look what happened with Ronda Rousey. And I know we're going to get into this later, so I won't go on a tangent on it, Tony. But Ronda Rousey is one of their clients.
Okay. You're a member of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor.
I am. Yes, I am.
All right, guys. You know what? Let's, while we're, listen, I know we're not talking about Misha Tate, and I know we're not talking about, you know, Megan Anderson, but let's talk about Honda House, you guys. Because, oops, sorry. Sorry. Oops. Oops, now everyone knows. Hang on. Oops, never mind. Scratch that. Scratch that.
Excuse me, yeah, get, bitch.
All right, but let's
get your hands from under the table, Tony.
Oh, burn.
All right, guys, but let's talk about Honda because, well, actually, she deserves respect. Ronda Rousey, guys, losing in 48 seconds to Nunes. Listen, I didn't think it was impossible. I think we all said that we didn't know where Rousey's head is, but gosh, talk about, you know, there is evolution. And when, and you guys are obviously going to talk about this, and I'll throw it to Proteus first on this one, but I think there is such a thing as evolution, guys, when everyone evolves and one person doesn't. Because of, and I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm just going to, you know, I think it's a fact, very, very poor training. It looks like it, guys, honestly, and everyone can laugh and say what you want to say. But listen, I have better head movement. Whoa.
Excuse me, bitch.
Excuse me. I have better head movement than Ronda Rousey during that fight, guys. Not, who the heck knows, guys? Maybe that jab, Marco really did throw her off, and then after that she wasn't the same, but gosh, she looked horrible. Pro?
Yeah, the definitely the Dragon King is definitely a problem in her camp, and she probably needs to get away from him. Edmund seems like a cancer for Ronda Rousey, and just like Amanda Nunes said, or Amanda Nunes, or however you want to say it, she said it herself, that Edmund had brainwashed her to think that she's a stand-up fighter, that she's a boxer, and she's not. That's not what got her to the game. That's not what made her a star in the game. And if just because you can knock bitch Kohea out does not mean that you are a striker, especially when you go up against a striker like Holly Holm and a striker like Amanda Nunes, or Nunes, however you like to say it, Tony.
Nunes.
Gorgeous George corrected me when I called in on Monday as well. So, but the boys on the CME are saying Nunes, so I'm going with Nunes.
Okay, just well, hold on. I'm just going to throw this out there. As someone that's half Portuguese, not Brazilian, Portuguese, it's Nunes. So just the boys in CME or whatever, they can say all the heck they want. They don't know what they're talking about there. Just for that particular thing. Love the CME, but they have no idea what they're talking about there.
I know, and this is why I keep saying it, because it's pissing you off, and I can hear it in your voice. That's why we do it. Anyways. look, guys, I have a quick theory here, and Tony, if you want to get the X-Files music.
Ooh, hang on.
Queued
hang
up.
On. We're going to get back. Get all right, it. Hit it. Go for it.
So my theory on this particular fight is that, as I was alluding to in the last segment, that Ronda Rousey is a client of the Empire, okay? And the Empire needs to make a lot of money. They have a big debt that they need to pay off. And I asked Gorgeous George this after I called in on Monday. I put it on the Twitter and I put it on the Facebook chat. And he shut me down right away. And my question to him was, do you think that the UFC, and I mean the Empire, forced Ronda Rousey to do this fight? And I do believe that, guys. I do believe that they forced her to do this. Look at the way that she reacted, Tony, right? She didn't want to do any media. She didn't want to talk to nobody. You know what? I'd go into the octagon and get knocked out for fucking 300, whatever she made, $3 million. Did she not make $3 million? Yeah, $3 million for 48 seconds. She didn't have to do any media. What she have to do? She went on Ellen. She went on Ellen and Conan, who are going to give her, you know, the softball questions that she wants, and we're going to make her look like a movie star. Dudes, I guarantee you they were banking on her winning and her stock rising from that in the movies sector, and it's not going to rise, dudes. It's not going to rise. You know, those two movies that Ronda Rousey was supposed to do got canceled, that she was supposed to do last year, canceled. And they were betting. That's right, Tony. The Empire was betting on the fact that Ronda Rousey was going to go in there and win this fight, and her stock would rise. And you know what, guys? I don't think Ronda Rousey wanted to do this fight. She wanted to do that Pantene commercial and just go home and take her Pantene money and have good times. Anyways, I'm done. I'll go ahead, Marco.
This will be the end of your pathetic rebellion.
You know what? Marco does that so well.
We need to have that as our intro.
Oh, for sure. For sure we do. We got to rip that right up.
Hey, let's talk Ronda Rousey, man. I don't need the cue. It's all right. I'm already part of the dark side. Particularly on this fight, I don't think she got forced to do nothing because she was compensated handsomely. $3 million just to show. That is just the show money. A speculation is that with his pay-per-view points, she's going to walk away out of this fight for 40 seconds of work with north of $10 to $50 million. So,
damn.
Yeah.
How much of that money is her boss going to make back off of the money that she made?
No, that is just pay-per-view points, dude. The pay-per-view points.
You understand what I'm saying, though? Because she has to pay WMG to represent her. So in all the roundabout way, she's going to have to pay the owner of the company money out of her pocket that she made, that she was in contracted for, that she should have in her pocket. She's now going to have to pay to her boss.
I don't know how that works, man, but at the end of the day, on her show money alone, the $3 million, she was making $60,000 a second. So, yeah, just take that for what it's worth. So as much as you want to say that she got forced, she got to pay taxes on that too, and she got to pay her coach or whatever. At the end of the day, she's going to get probably $8 to $9 million on her bank account for herself, and that is a pretty good amount of change. I think the problem with Ronda Rousey is that, first of all, you're absolutely right, Produce, that Edmund is not – a cancer is too much of a – it's a nice adjective for him. Cancer is too nice of an adjective. He's like the freaking alien baby inside your body that is about to burst out of your chest. That is what he is. Yeah. It's a parasite. There is that – I don't know if you have heard the audio of Edmund Targaryen talking about hip movement, please, no, fuck, no, no. Like her golden goose was getting a slaughter. Yeah, it was. But let's recognize the fact that Ronda Rousey was a destroyer of wars, and all the accolades she gained, she earned. The worst thing that could happen to her was when she started knocking out people. When she knocked out Alexis Davis, and then when she knocked out Betch Correa. Because somehow, some way, that is when I seen the freaking Dragon King, Edmund Targaryen, got on her ear and tried to convince her, oh, you see what you can do? You're a striker now. Ronda Rousey got power on her hands because she knocked out two bitches out cold. We saw that. One in 16 seconds and the other one in 30. But that does not make you a striker, Ronda. And that is what's the problem. That was the problem. My feeling, and I was very vocal about this, is that if Ronda doesn't outright retire, we won't see her fight for at least 2 or 3 years. And it's going to be like a one-off. You know, it's going to be like a special event, a special occasion, super fight, the return of Ronda Rousey. I'm going to hype it up. And I will not be surprised if we see her on the WWE. Because for whatever Jonathan Coachman wants to say that, oh, the WWE will not touch Ronda because they want believability. Like, shut the fuck up, Jonathan Coachman. Brock Lesnar was coming out of two losses, one to Cain Velasquez and the other one to Alistair Overeem that kicked his freaking diverticulitis into next freaking gear. And they still hire him because Ronda Rousey alone, and this is a good fact that RJ Clifford put out, the three biggest WWE superstars and on the women superstars in the WWE, Charlotte Flair, Sasha Banks, and Bayley, all of those three girls combined got 2 million Twitter followers. 2 million Twitter followers. All those three girls. Ronda Rousey alone got 3.5 million. So you want that kind of notoriety that really make a stardom. The WWE salivated for the opportunity to have Ronda Rousey, even as a part-timer. They're going to pay her handsomely. $2-3 million a year just to show up 3-4 times a year, do her scene, judo toss, armbar, oh, she's a queen again. And you know how the freaking dogs of the WWE are. They believe everything the WWE sell them. And some casual fans are going to believe it too. Ronda Rousey's back. Look what she's doing in the WWE. Oh my God. Will she come back into the UFC like they did with Brock Lesnar? You know? And that is, I see, the path she's going to follow. She loves the WWE. She's friends with Stephanie McMahon. She's been on WrestleMania already. And it could be a good fit for her. I actually would like to see her there. You know, get her mind ready, you know, get away from the freaking idiot that is Edmund. Look, have some babies with fucking Travis. Who gives a shit? Enjoy your money. Have some fun. And when you come back, make the right comeback with the right camp, with the right people, and with a restored image. Because your image right now, Ronda, doesn't look too good. I'm still going to give you the respect because you, Ronda Rousey, pay the way to all the women that are on the UFC right now for them to become stars. There is not a Misha Tate. There is not a Cyborg Santos. There is not a freaking Holly Holm. There is not an Amanda Nunes without a Ronda Rousey. Joanna Jane Jacek owes everything to Ronda. And that is the bottom line because Marco said so.
Wow. Did he say Misha Tate? No, all right. He did. Play the music. Play the music.
Hold on, Misha Tate. By the way, what a great job Misha Tate did. Seriously, though, even though she was a little salty, what a great job she did at UFC 207, guys, in the pregame and the postgame. I mean, good Lord. Guys, while we're there, let's talk about this, though. And unfortunately, gosh, you know what? I forgot how much I miss this show because we're 38 minutes in to an hour long, I know, and right? We still have a bunch to go. But I want to talk about this, though, because Marco brought this up on Junkie, and I haven't been able to call because I'm in the car or on a plane every single time it's on, but Marco brought this up, and I totally agree with Marco on this, guys. Do you think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think, I like Nunes. I don't think Nunes is a bad person. I actually think she's a good person, but I'm not sure if she was being disrespectful to Ronda because of lack of communication skills, or was she being disrespectful because she was being disrespectful? I mean, what say you, Marco? Because you actually had a good take on this.
Okay, here goes on a tangent again. Amanda Nunes, fantastic fighter. Great story, you know. Everybody should be in love with the story of her, you know, being the first gay women champion. Came from nothing, and now she's at the top of the world. But you already knocked Ronda Rousey out. You already won, girl. What do you gain by being a sore winner? By talking shit about Ronda Rousey? Leave it alone. It's a bad look. I know you feel slated because they didn't promote you, but guess what? Now that you know Count Ronda Rousey, everybody knows who the fuck you are. Now, that said, there is other two other people that are talking shit. One is one Chris Cyborg Justino. Shut up, Chris Cyborg. You got busted for PEDs. You're in jail Ooh. Right now. You need to shut the hell up. Because guess what? You're in jail. You got no place to talk. The more you talk, the more people remember that you got busted for PEDs. A diuretic that first of all is a banned substance because you're not supposed to take diuretics. And then the same Vasostan is a masking agent for steroids, and it's also used by females that are using steroids to minimize the effects of the steroids. So shut the fuck up, Cyborg Santos, Cyborg Justino, Cyborg whatever the fuck your name is, because it's a really bad look. You're in jail right now, and we might not even see you for 2 years. They were making a fucking division for you, and now you're not going to get to enjoy that. Last one is Mr. Michael Venom Page. Dude, you're in Bellator, man. You're in fucking Bellator. You fight a whole bunch of no-names, and you made your name out of fighting a bunch of no-names. If you were on the UFC, that show would end a long time ago because the likes of Neil Magny or freaking Demian Maia would have freaking schooled you on the ground. Thank goodness Travis Brown shut his mouth and he put that post
down.
It was a real bad look. Michael Venom Page, Chris Cyborg, and freaking Amanda Nunes. Ronda Rousey in one night, in 48 seconds, made more money than all of you three combined in your entire fighting careers. So give your mouth shut, be good fighters, you know, get yourself out of jail, Chris Cyborg, and then when you are somebody, you do a thing. Imagine if freaking Michael Venom Page get knocked out and Ronda Rousey gets his 3.5 million freaking followers clowning on this dude. How could you say he will fail? Stop it, because you guys look stupid, and it's a really, really bad look. Honor what she did. You criticize what need to be criticized, but trying to freaking dance on her grave, not a good look. And that's what all I had to say about that.
So you will listen well, to every damn word I have to say!
Well, first of all, I didn't know that Ronda Rousey had the bends. First of all, I'm just going to say that and get that out of the way.
Yeah, I didn't get it. The had the what? Hang on.
Like the Radiohead cover with the bends. You didn't see that?
Oh, no.
You didn't see that. You know the Radiohead cover? You know the bend? The Radiohead? You know Radiohead, right?
Yeah.
The band?
You're talking about the right? band. I gotcha. I'm with you. I'm a creep. Right. I'm a weirdo. I gotcha. Yeah.
And the album cover was the dude with his face back like this.
Oh,
like Ronda Rousey got punched in the face. Ooh. Yeah, actually, somebody Excuse made a meme me, bitch. Of that.
Ouch.
Somebody made a meme of it. Yeah. All right, now that we've brought Sony back into the loop, look, I don't understand how Amanda Nunes disrespected Ronda Rousey. She said, thank you very much for everything you've done. You're done. You're out.
Oh, that's not true. Clearly. That's not true, though, bro.
What else did she say?
She actually, Marco, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to give you what I heard. And by the way, this has seriously nothing to do with Ronda Rousey. So before anyone starts, oh, well, you're in love with Ronda Rousey. No, it's Misha. Hit it. All right. But here's what really did happen. Marco, correct me if I'm wrong. So first thing she does is after the knockout, she goes over to Edmund and puts the finger up like, shh, be quiet. And I understand it's a hit at Edmund. Who likes Edmund? I don't think his own family likes Edmund. But wait a second. Give me a few seconds here.
I'm giving you.
But then after that, when Rogan's talking to her, she says a couple times, hey, everyone, forget about Ronda. I'm the champion now. Didn't have to say that. And she says it numerous times also in the post with the lovely Misha Tate and you know, Anik and everyone else that was not the lovely Anik, you know, the lovely Misha Tate. Well, you know what? You guys know what I mean. Even there, she's talking about it as well. She could have taken a prime example of this, Marco, and correct me if I'm wrong, is what Dominic Cruz did. Dominic Cruz, to me, showed what an utmost professional he is. And I was shocked because he talks a lot of crap.
I need a better example of what Cody Garbrandt did by recognizing that, you know, Dominic Cruz was one of the greatest ever.
Yeah.
You know, he made him a better fighter.
Right.
Yeah. And not only that, but Amanda Nunes continued later on her social media. And that is when it became, okay, enough, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. Even to the point on the first interview, the post fight, I understand that. But then you keep dragging it onto your social media. That is when it becomes like, oh, you're being a sore winner now. You know, Cody Garbrandt, exemplary. I mean, all the venom they tore each other, all the crap, like they brought their families and their girlfriends and everything. And at the end of the day, Cody Garbrandt is like, Dominic Cruz is one of the best I've ever done it. He made me a better fighter today. That is the way you carry yourself. Amanda did a poor job. I mean, I hope she learns from it. But on this one, I'm not going to give her a pass.
No. Guys, listen. Amanda made 1/13th the amount of what Ronda Rousey made.
It doesn't matter.
This is a game. Listen, if you want me to talk, I'll give my opinion. If you don't want me to, if you both want to get on Ronda Rousey's nuts and give him a hug, even though she has no nuts.
Ouch.
Okay? Just let me speak.
Ouch.
They will be lovely nuts.
I bet they are. I'm going to be honest. Listen, listen, guys. There's no point interviewing people right after a fight. We should stop doing that, first of all. Number one, she's jacked 48 seconds. Wouldn't you be jacked? I'd be jacked. I'd be saying a whole bunch of bullshit after I just knocked out one of the greatest of all time. You know what I mean? I'd be going crazy. And she continues it on. Yeah, she continues it on. That's what she's got to do. I guarantee you that the UFC is – sorry, yeah, I got them confused with the WWE because we're getting closer and closer to that, guys. I guarantee you the UFC wants her to do that. I guarantee you. That's better for her in her career, for her in the new landscape of the UFC to disrespect Ronda Rousey. And I didn't think she said anything inflammatory, guys. I didn't think she said anything inflammatory. She went in there, just like Conor McGregor, and knocked out somebody who had been dominant for a long period of time in a short period of time. You know, like, it's fine with me. I mean, it's all trash talk. It's all the fight game. Look, if Ronda Rousey wanted to stick up for herself, she'd actually say something in the media, which she has not done. So we've got all of you guys and all the keyboard warriors and all the Ronda Rousey, no punk bitch or whatever it was that she said that was her slogan, whatever.
Do nothing
bitch. Right. So we got all the do-nothing bitches coming out of the woodwork, the do-something bitches, because they would be the opposite, right? We got all the do-something bitches coming out out of the corner here and out of the woodwork saying all this stuff and supporting Ronda Rousey. Dudes, she'd been off for a year. No one has talked to her. Nobody. The only thing we've seen of her is some kind of promo for the embedded, and that was just like fluff, you know what I mean? And Ellen has talked to her, and Conan has talked to her. Nobody else has talked to her. Listen,
Travis
guys,
has.
Amanda Nunes was pulled. She was told, do not come to media day. Why? Ronda Rousey's a fucking poor sport. She doesn't want to talk about her last loss. She doesn't want to have to get into it with anybody. So don't come. Do not promote yourself. We are not going to promote you anyway. Because that's the way we usually do it. But you know what? We're going to get Dana White out and his fat ass fucking...
Ooh.
Anyway, Dana White's fat now. Dana White is fat now. If you watch the new episode of Dana White looking for a fight and he's on the plane, he's sleeping, fat as fuck.
Ouch.
Anyways,
thank you, dummies.
They get him out.
Ouch.
I guess you agree with $400 million.
They traipse him out, and they make him do a media day conference, a scrum, which he hasn't done in fucking 2 years, guys. 2 years. And you think that Manon Nunez doesn't have a right to run her mouth? I think you both are wrong, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay. Hey, like I said, Amanda Nunes, the reporter pay us is $200,000, but the non-reporter one who expects the viewpoints is about a couple of million. So
you know
Amanda
what,
Nunes,
Marco,
Amanda Nunes release, is not Amanda Nunes is not a poor person
numbers,
anymore.
Marco, until they
Amanda
release
Nunes
those
not,
numbers of how much they're paying her, they can say whatever the fuck they want. And they can tell us all the numbers that they want and say, you know what, we're paying her this and we're paying her that, and she's got pay-per-view points. Until they show us that they're actually paying her that money, no, Marco, no.
Okay.
Here's the one thing, though, guys, that we can say. I mean, listen, all of us, because we have a platform and because we do have, you know, our, you know, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, we get well over 1,000 listeners usually per episode, you know, sometimes bordering on a lot more than that. But we've had an opportunity to be salty to people, and we've chosen not to. So, you know, listen, if you're salty, it always comes back, and maybe it came back to Rhonda too, to be honest with you. I'm not a huge Rhonda fan. I respect her for what she's done, and frankly, I like looking at her, but I'm not a huge Rhonda fan because I don't like the way she's performed in the last meeting with the fans, with other fighters, for example, not shaking Misha's hand, et cetera. I don't like that, but we can't take away from who she is. And listen, I don't like what she did with Holly Holm either. I thought that was kind of strange, but it doesn't change the fact that she was a great one, guys, and we all have a limited time. If we really want to, in anything that we do, it doesn't matter what we do, guys, everyone has a run in everything. In everything you do, if you really want to be honest, everyone has a run in everything, and everyone's great or really good at one thing for a few years, but that runs out, whether it's our back, whether it's our arm, the fact that we can't throw 90 miles an hour anymore, whatever it is, guys. The fact that we can't throw a leg kick higher than somebody's ankle, whatever it is, we all have a run. And maybe she already had a run, but she made an impact and she's one of the greatest ever. But Proteus, of course, being the professional that he is, Marco, leads us on to our very next segue, which is, and I do want to get this out, though, and I know Pam's going to kill me, so hang on. Let me get this out for Pam.
Excuse me, bitch.
All right, but not her. I mean, what she would say to me, meaning. Okay, but
right.
I understand your passion, Pro, and believe me, I love your passion. But we can't lose sight of the fact that if Nunes cannot sell a pay-per-view, I don't care what you want to say, Nunes cannot sell a pay-per-view. She can't, whether it's communication skills, whether the fact that she stumbled. Listen, we all will, but no one's going to pay $5 for me. But, I mean, that's the whole point. She can't sell, but let's get into this. So let's not say this, that. I mean, people watched that, and it did great numbers because of Rhonda.
Tony, one comment on what you just said there. Amanda Nunes can sell a pay-per-view better than Jose Aldo, because at least
she may be able to, but she I'll tell you one thing. She can pronounce her last name correctly.
She can speak English.
Oh, that's a good one. Damn!
All right, guys, but let's get into this, Marco, because Proteus did lead us perfectly into the next segue, which is who are the future stars, guys? Because I can tell you one thing right now, when I'm looking at the roster, and let's be honest to what a star is, not what a good fighter is, because Nunes, Garbrandt, a lot of these people have a lot of talent, and they sure can kick our ass, right? Or mine. I'll just say mine. Hold on. I think Rhonda just called for Proteus.
Bitch.
Oh, man. All right.
You son of a bitch.
All right. But let's get into this, guys. Who are the next stars for the UFC? Because I can tell you one, guys, that's smiling and just knows that he's going to keep getting paid and keep getting paid. And Connor just called, by the way, guys.
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
There's only one star left, guys. Am I wrong, Marco?
You're absolutely right. That is the new freaking owner of WMEIG, Mr. Conor McGregor, because they're going to have to get the whole freaking company after what just happened on this weekend. But It's so hard to create a star, man. I mean, a star, the genie in the bottle is such a hard thing to crack, because if that was the case, every single champion on the roster would be a freaking superstar, and Dimitri Johnson is the best fighter on the planet, and nobody gives a shit, you know? Even though he got a little bit of an attitude when he talks, but nobody gives a shit. And Dominic Cruz, the same, man. I mean, Dominic Cruz dominated forever. You know, he got a great story, a great comeback, and he couldn't crack a freaking coconut. Nate Diaz and the Diaz brothers, on the other hand, you know, they've never been champions of the UFC, but they got something. They got a cult personality. They got a following and viewing that people want to see them fight. And they have demonstrated themselves on pay-per-views and on the ratings when they fight on Fox or wherever they freaking go. They are stars. And they are not like the more eloquent speakers, but it's something about it. That genie in a bottle is so hard to catch. I could tell you on fighting ability alone and looks, I think Cody Garvin is the future. But then again, he's 135 pounder. So will that translate like a Conor McGregor did? Who knows? A lot of people saw Luke Rockhold, you know, good-looking, tall guy, you know, the best in the middleweight division, a dating supermodel. That poor guy, he already got broken up with whatever was his girlfriend, broke up with him for a Bellator fighter, by the way.
Let it go.
Damn, really? Really? What happened? I didn't hear that.
Well, whatever the name of his girlfriend, Luke Rockhold's girlfriend was, she
Demi
broke
Lovato.
Up with him.
She
and,
said let it go.
Demi Lovato, yeah. She's dating a Bellator guy now. So
damn.
There you go. But I don't know what to tell you. Like, what is that genie in a bottle for the next superstar? A lot of people got a lot of faith on Jair Rodriguez because he got a Mexican contingency behind him. You know, we'll find out for sure if he quit BJ Penn's ass next week. Wait for next week for our picks. that is a next superstar, because he already got a fan base built in, you know? So I'm not going to give you a projection. For my money right now, Cody Garbrandt, but because it's fresh in my mind, Jael yeah. Rodriguez, and maybe Max Holloway, because a lot of people have failed to tap into that Hawaiian fan base. That did marvels for BJ Penn in the past. You know, I translated it eventually to everyone else. If Max Holloway is as good as we think he is, he might be the next big thing. But on the heavier classes, man, so hard to tell. So hard to tell.
Yeah, I agree with Marco that if we ever get the battle of bad tattoos, neck tattoo versus giant fucking gorilla.
Oh, ooh.
Then that will probably create a new star. Yeah, that will probably create a new star. But, I mean, we've had this conundrum, Tony, when Randy retired, when Chuck retired, when GSP retired. We were like, hey, who's going to be the next star? We didn't see Conor McGregor back then. We didn't see Ronda Rousey back then. Because you know what? They weren't around. They weren't even on the landscape. And can Cody Garbrandt be the next star of the future? Maybe, but he has to get past fucking TJ Dillashaw first. And that's right, Cody. You're going to need to fight TJ first. You're not going to be able to fight anybody else, because you know what? You need to fight TJ. So shut your fucking mouth and fight TJ.
Preach, brother, preach!
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Michael. Tony, if you're going to ask me who could be the next star of the UFC, and if the UFC is able to break into Russia, I think Nurmi. Nurmi would be my best guess for next breakout star, because you know what? That fan base is huge and it's untapped. And as soon as you get Russia, you're going to get all of Eastern European or all of Eastern Europe along with that. You know what I mean? All of those Eastern European countries, Russia, maybe even Asia. I mean, because Dagestan is, you know, right there, right? I mean,
I'm
you may even be able to cash into that. Excuse me?
I'm not in an approval. You're absolutely right. And how can I forget Lemmy?
Yeah, exactly. As soon as I noticed that you forgot about it, I wrote it down and I was like, Marco forgot about it. Nurmi. So, yeah, Nurmi's going to probably be the next big star, guys. If he gets that Tony Ferguson fight, if he gets that target and he is able to beat Ferguson, I think he's the next big star. And then you give him, the bad tattoo, gorilla tattoo. You give him, and then he'll be the next big star.
All right, guys, can we be realistic about one thing, honestly? Because I think we forget about this, because I think sometimes we act as hardcores, right? Because you guys know the sport so well, you forget about the mass appeal. And I forgot who it was. I think I'm going to give, and Proteus and I were talking about this when I was traveling to Vegas and Denver, is we forget about this, but Rogan brought this up, and I was listening to a lot of Rogan when I was on a flying. I actually listened to like probably 12 hours worth of Rogan. Good Lord, right?
And like that.
Oh, wrong one. Sorry. Wrong drop.
Did you get high?
Here we go.
No, I would never touch any drugs in my life, except for Tylenol PM. Shout out to Tylenol PM. But hold on. Did Nate Diaz just call?
Everybody's on steroids.
Thank you. All right, guys. But seriously, are we forgetting something? Khabib cannot speak English, guys. I think you guys are forgetting that. You're absolutely wrong.
He's doing better.
You are 100% wrong. Yeah, but guys, let's be realistic. Look at, all right, here's shameless plug, but I'm going to throw this out there. Sorry. Look at Junkie. Look at the guys that are legit stars on Junkie that call in. Guys, I've said this many, many times. You either have the it factor or you don't. When you look at the stars, and yes, I'm going to shameless plug for many of our guys, but Marco, the Clearwater, Showtime, Hal, who's not our guy, but we love Hal. Those guys are stars. Those guys just call and they have the energy. They bring it. Marco brings it on every freaking single call. You can't say that some schmuck that calls in that says coming at you is anywhere near that level. No, but I'm being serious. I'm being serious, you guys. So you can't say just because someone's a badass fighter like Khabib, and Khabib is a badass mofo, but you just because you're a good
show though.
I understand what you're saying, but you're thinking. You guys are thinking about 200K versus 2 million. You're not thinking 200K meaning 200K worth of hardcore.
2 million.
No. But he's good looking, and go ahead, Marco. Sorry.
On this one, I disagree with you, and I'm more on the Proteus vote, because Nermi, in his broken up, you know, Russian, he dies kind of lexicon.
Oh, that's a good one. Damn, that's a good one. That's a good one.
It's very endearing, and he got a fan base, dude. I truly believe that. Yeah, Proteus is onto something there. Especially because there is a huge Russian immigrant population in the United States. Nermin's into something there. He can be, he's probably, like, in Russia, the guy is huge. The guy is more famous than Fedor Emelianenko. The guy is, like sponsored by freaking multi-billionaire oil potentates. That's why he can offer him $200,000 to Ferguson, because he got billionaire, you know, oligarchs giving him the money. But Nermin is a big dark horse on this race. You know what? I disagree on this one with you. But I wanted to tell you real quick on the Luke Thomas show today. I got punk. Some dude come in saying I am Fredo from Laredo, and then he did a really bad imitation of me and then hung up. So kudos to Fredo from Laredo, because you know Marco from Waco, you know. Whoever the fuck you are, man.
That's right.
Yeah, good one. I will recognize right now. Now, shut the fuck up. You can never be the one like me.
Okay, Tony.
Hey,
so what do you
I'm
think?
Not surprised, motherfuckers.
Go ahead, bro. Sorry.
Who's your future star, Tony? Come on. You were getting all fired up, and then Marco came in, and you stopped what you were saying. Tell us. Give us the fire. Spit fire.
Okay, this is what I'm saying, guys. I guess what I'm trying to say is, do you see any fighters right now that are promoters? And there are not, guys. Let's be, how many Chael Sonnens are there, guys? How many people like that are there? I'll put it to you this way. How about this?
This is one.
this is a simpler question. How about this? How many people do you think will be invited to the Ellen Show currently on UFC's roster right now besides Paige VanZant? Seriously. Go ahead, guys.
Who cares? Who cares? I don't watch Ellen. Do you watch Ellen?
You don't, but the rest of the 1.8 million do. The
okay,
buys.
So if the 1.8 million tuned in for fucking Ronda Rousey, how good do you think that went in 48 seconds, Tony? You think
Ouch,
her being on
damn.
Ellen helped? Like, Ouch. You can advertise all you want and put her on Ellen and put her on Conan and put her on any fucking show you want in the mainstream. If she goes 48 seconds to get fucking the bends, it doesn't matter, man. It doesn't matter. She's gone. She's in oblivion again. She's gone. It doesn't fucking matter.
It does if you're the person paying the $4.2 billion, it does, right? Which we're
yeah,
not.
Because
but.
You're wasting your money. You're wasting your money. You're putting your money in the wrong place. Put your money in fights that are good and put your money into fights and building people that are actually going to be in the business as opposed to trying to get an echo of the past. I mean, fuck, we should just bring Gina Carano back, right? We should just bring her back and put her against whomever, right? Hey, Cyborg's going to be gone for 2 years. Why don't we get Gina Carano to get on steroids for 2 years and we'll have Cyborg stay on the steroids for 2 years and we can have a big fucking steroid freak show, right? No, that's what Risen is for. That's why Risen is there, man.
did you say Gina Carano?
I did. Run the music.
Oh man! All right, shout out to
hey,
Deadpool there.
Did you see her at Deadpool? Yeah, I was gonna say. Did you see her in Deadpool? Whoa! She didn't act very well, but hey, she looked good.
I thought Gina was a star, guys. And you know me, a Bella Force guy, right, Marco? Good Lord! All right, guys, let's end on this. How about this, guys? So, final thing before we go into the TV show of the week and Twitter follow of the week, I'm just gonna give it to you right now. It's Marco because Marco is our star. So follow Marco at Maldo Marco. But before we go into TV show of the week and Twitter follow of the week, I already gave my Twitter follow of the week. Let's talk about one thing then. And Marco and I briefly went over this, but I'm curious. Is BJ Penn going to actually show up to the fight, guys? Because somehow I think he's going to end up being hurt. Bro?
Okay, I don't know.
Marco?
Don't know. Go ahead, Marco. Go ahead. Are you there?
I am here. I told Tony already that I truly believe that BJ sacrificed the right goats and the right chickens to the Hawaiian gods, and that this time he's gonna make it. Doesn't mean that he's gonna win. I don't think so. I think that Yael Rodriguez is another level fighter. BJ got old. He's his late 30s, and he's trying to make a comeback after the comeback after the comeback. Everything points to the fact that the fight is going to happen. We're going to watch. It's going to Sunday, by the way. That's kind of like weird because I guess you don't want to compete with the playoffs, and it makes sense, you know? You don't want to go head-to-head with the NFL playoffs, so that's what it's on a Sunday evening. But he's going to make it. Doesn't mean he's going to win. But I'm going to give you my full breakdown next week when we freaking break down the fights on Smack My Picks.
Smack My Picks up. Marco edition. Hey, listen, I don't know if I think BJ Penn is going to actually show up. But, hey, what happened to that? Did anybody know what happened to that accusation of him? Was it raping a woman? I can't remember. Was it sexually assaulting? That kind of just went away, right?
He went away because there was no evidence. And the whole thing was it was a mess. And it turned out that the people making the accusations have a lot of bad shade, you know, illegal bad shade against them. So that's why the whole thing went away. Yep.
Damn.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah. In response to your question, Tony, I think he shows up. I think he gets his ass handed to him. But I could be wrong. You know what I mean? We saw Dominic Cruz get his ass handed to him this weekend. And I think it's going to be kind of the same kind of thing. BJ Penn has not looked good for a very long time, and maybe he's been committed, but you know what? It's been like, what, 3 fights now that have been announced? It was Cole Miller, then it was Marco, help me.
Benny Seaver, Cole Miller, and then
Cuban guy. The guy with the mohawk.
4 fights now.
Yeah. It was Benny Seaver, Cole Miller, and then the Lamas, Ricardo Lamas.
Ricardo Lamas.
And now, so this is the 4th fight. Okay, so BJ Penn has been in camp for what, 1.5 years? Guys, that's good. That can't be really good for BJ Penn.
Damn.
I think he shows up, Tony. I think he shows up, Tony, but I don't know. I really don't know what he's going to be able to do against an opponent like this. You know, he's my age. He's older than me, you know. Like, I don't know, man. I mean, I could get in the best shape of my life and not be able to do this, you know. So, but he's BJ Penn. So we're going to watch.
Yeah, I just don't think he's going to make it because he, like you said, when you get at a certain age, gosh, everything starts falling apart, guys. So good Lord.
Yeah.
So we'll see. All right, guys, let's get into it. Let's hit the music. Damn, where is the music? Good Lord. Have we really been gone that long, guys, that we can't even find our music?
We have.
Good
We've been
Lord.
Gone for a long time, Tony, and it's good to be back. It's good to shake that dust off. Tony, shake
That's
that
right,
dust
Rhonda.
Off.
Fetch.
That's right.
Ooh, okay. All right, let's get into it, guys. All right, guys. So as we go, I already gave you my Twitter follow week. It's Maldo Marco. So TV show to watch this week, guys. I'm going to give you mine right now. It's called Vikings, and it's not the Minnesota Vikings. It's actually a very good
History
series,
Channel.
Guys. Yeah, good. Damn. All right, never mind. Proteus knows what I'm talking about, but watch it. It's good.
Marco?
Did we lose Marco?
Marco's on the mute button.
I'm right here. So my Twitter for all the weeks, of course, is at DJ Tony, at Pradius, at another MMA cast, at me, at Maldo Marco. Because, you know, you don't have to follow anybody else. That's all you need to follow, people. And when it comes to show of the week, because I've been watching a lot of programming with my baby girl that is 13 months old now, what's the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse? Because the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, just because it's good programming for your baby. That's what I'm going to say.
All right. Shout out to Marco's
right.
little
Marco.
Girl.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, guys, if I wanted to give out TV shows for children, I've been watching a lot of them too, Marco. So, you know, shout out to all the kids' programming. I don't really watch much TV. I don't really have time since I have a lot of children. But Hunting Hitler, as I've been saying for weeks and weeks and weeks, watch Hunting Hitler. Jim Kennedy. Very, very good. It's very good. Watch it. My Twitter follow of the week, of course, is going to be my girl from North Carolina, Pam, at Pamdora Box, with 2 X's. And, of course, at Showtime. No, that's not right.
No, at Raimundo.
Yeah. Who is also Showtime from Tennessee, both of who are going to be on Proteus' primetime show tomorrow, speaking about their experience at UFC 207.
Good
Tony,
plug.
Take it away.
Damn, that was a good plug. All right, guys, we're out of here. Marco, hit your close.
With that, I leave you guys. Catch you guys next week.
We'll see you next week. Smack
Thank you,
Marco. My picks up, of course, tomorrow. Proteus is primetime on Sunday this week in MMA. And, of course, every day whenever I can, it's the MMA Minute. Pro, welcome back.
Things are good.
I missed you. And of course, Happy New Year. Uh-oh. Someone's going to play some Careless Whisper in the background. Hit it, Pam. All right.
We're gone. Bitches.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.